I'll be brief in what I do tonight. Let's turn this evening into Matthew's Gospel. I want you to look at the parallel Gospel of what I preached this morning. And I will stand in Matthew 8, verses number 28 this evening. Matthew 8 and 28. I want to share some few thoughts with you. I hope it'll be a blessing to you tonight. Matthew 8 and verse number 28. The Bible said, and when he was come to the other side in the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us? Notice this, before the time. And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away in the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went in the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place in the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways in the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. Thank you for standing tonight of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Now turn with us in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 5. Father, we love you. Thank you for this time together. God, in the church house tonight, thank you for the good day that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for the good spirit of worship that we've had and experienced in your house. I pray now for all the prayer requests that's been spoken this evening. God, every need and every life that's here, you're still God tonight. And I thank you for that hope and that promise. Help us now in the preaching. I pray you'd touch us. Let us be a blessing to the people tonight. We'll be careful to honor you and thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, in Mark chapter number 5, in the parallel gospel of Matthew 8, you'll find out here this maniac from Gadara. You'll find, first of all, that we covered this morning concerning this man's condition. We found out in verse number 3, we see his home. He had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Now, this man's condition, we find ourselves a lot of times like this man. We found ourselves living in places that we wouldn't really happy in living with. But here we see his home, and then in verses 3-5, there is his helplessness. He had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Now, I had a thought later this evening about that verse, and you'll notice that no man could tame him, or no man could help him. But, you know, you never do know who you can help until you try. I wonder who these people were that tried to influence Legion. I wonder who these people were that tried to have their hand in the workings of God on his account. Tonight, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter how far people are. As long as there's time, there's hope. You say, why you say that, preacher? Because God fills our time and He is our hope. Now, certainly somebody tried to reach this man's life. And we've seen his helplessness. But this man's condition was very bad. I want to remind everybody tonight to not be too judgmental when we see people in this type of condition. And I want to reiterate, because if it weren't for the grace of God, many of us would be in this place tonight. And I sure am glad that God loves sinners. You know, in a little town in Bowdoin, Georgia, it don't take you long to look around. There's a lot of people in this condition. They're helpless, homeless, and hopeless. But not only his condition, now we see his conversion. The Bible said in verse number 8 that Jesus came by and said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And I want to say that his conversion was dramatic. Now, your conversion may not be as dramatic as Legion's was. But I can tell you this, if you've ever been saved by the grace of God, you will know about it. I'm glad the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. And certainly this evening, we see his conversion. It was very dramatic. And then, not only was it dramatic, but it was very definite. Because we find him in verse 15, that after Jesus got done with him in the conversion, the Bible said they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Now, I want to say his conversion was dramatic. His conversion was definite. You say, why was it definite? First of all, he was calm. Isn't it amazing what the Word of God can do under our life? Tonight your life may be out of control and you don't have any help or any hope. But I'm going to tell you, here is life and help tonight. I'm glad the Word of God is reliable. I'm glad it's consistent. And everybody needs this book involved in their life. And I sure am glad that the Lord is still in the converting business tonight. And therefore, it was definite because he was calmed. And then, I want to say secondly, he was controlled. He was sitting at the feet of Jesus. What a great place to be tonight. I want to say there's room at the feet of Jesus. Aren't you glad that it doesn't matter how many people is here or how many people's in this world? Aren't you glad there's room at the feet of Jesus? Aren't you glad that there is remedy at the feet of Jesus? Oh, many of you are looking in all different places to try to find remedies for what's wrong, but I'm glad there's remedy at the feet of Jesus. There's reliability at the feet of Jesus. Mom and daddies, you know one thing your children's really looking for is reliability and stability in your home. This man found something in Jesus that he had never found in no place else. There he was calmed, he was controlled, and he was comforted. I sure am glad that the Lord can comfort his children tonight. Now, it leads me to where I want to dig into in preaching this evening. Not only this man's condition, not only this man's conversion, but look at this man's commission. Now, Jesus saved him and he changed him. Now, I'm glad Jesus is in the changing business tonight. You know why so many times that religion is so boring because there's no change in religion. But in salvation, there's always a change that takes place. And here, Legion comes and he sits there at Jesus, his feet. And then the Bible said that in verse 18, when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with a devil prayed him that he might be with him. And Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, look what he told him now. It's really burning in my heart this evening. Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. I want to say, first of all, our faith ought to show up at home. Now, this man had such a change. You'll notice that He had a great wish. He wanted to be with Jesus. Isn't it amazing, before we got saved, we didn't really care that much about the things of Jesus. My goodness, what a great illustration tonight. When here Legion got saved, we see simply this man's wish. He wanted to be on board with Jesus. Didn't want to leave Jesus. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is the greatest friend I've ever found. He's the greatest father that I've ever had. He's the greatest fellow companion that I've ever experienced. There's nobody like Jesus. And He touched this man's life. And you ought to be glad one day that Jesus touched your life by the good grace of God. He went to him and this man's will, but secondly, or this man's wish, now you'll see the master's will in verse 19. He suffered him not to go with him, but go home to your friends. And look, tell them how great things the Lord hath done for you, for thee. And so that takes me to the last thought. This man's wish, the master's will, but this man's work. Did you know in the book of James, chapter number 2, there the Bible says something about a man's work. He says that if a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works, show me thy faith without thy works and I'll show ye my faith by my work. Now, the Bible said in 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. But we don't have dead faith tonight. God has done something for us. And notice this man's work. He said, go home. Go home. Go to where you live. Go to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for you. You want to be a soul winner, first of all, have an experience with Jesus. And number two, simply tell people what the Lord has done for you. And it ought to start where we live, at home. You know, if it's ever been a time, Mom and Daddies, when we need to take our work and let it start at home, it is tonight. People live with us at home. Anybody can sing Victory in Jesus in the choir. Oh, my goodness. He said, I tell you what. He said, you can be with me for an eternity, but right now, I need you to work down your house. I'd ask you tonight, what's your house need? Boy, I'm glad there's a God that can work down at our house. I wonder, the Bible really don't tell us anything else. But we know this, he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. I bet he went back and said, you know what, there's been a change happening to me. Could you imagine when he went to the family reunion at the 4th of July? There was a man that wouldn't even recognize. Let me tell you, Jesus can change you tonight. He said, I want you to go home and tell your friends what great things Jesus hath done. Have you told anybody lately what Jesus has done for you? Boy, we ought to be telling it loud. We ought to be telling it clear. Jesus saves. Jesus can do anything. We ought to be known as a Jesus preaching church. Religion will let us down, but Jesus is going to go through us to the end. Legion said, Lord, I'd love to get on that boat and go back with you. And he said, no, I need you here more than I need you with me. Tonight, let me tell you something, daddies, mamas. Boy, we need to go home and we need to tell everybody where we live what Jesus has done for us. I'm glad He saved us. He's given us the Holy Spirit to live in us. He's just given us a home in heaven, that's all. He's given us all the promises of this book. And let me tell you, Mom and Daddy, something. Don't let the devil fool you. It does pay to serve God. God may not pay off on Friday, but God does pay off. And it does pay to serve God. I think a lot of times we forgot about the Great Commission. Go tell others. Simply go tell others what Jesus has done for you. Not for somebody else, but what has He done for you? And I'm going to tell you this tonight, church. Jesus can still do it. Let's don't give up on Him. Because He can do anything tonight. Anything Jesus can do. You know, we'll never know who we're influencing. I've wondered a lot, well, maybe Legion. Maybe the people that dealt with Legion before he got saved, maybe they were instrumental in maybe orchestrating the Lord in his life. I know the Lord showed up, but I wonder, did anybody pray for Legion? The Bible said people tried to help him. And this is what the devil's never showed me. He's never showed me what God will do later. Amen. It does matter what we're doing right now. And let me tell you something. We can sing victory in Jesus. We can carry a Bible under our arm. We can wear the nicest clothes in the community. But till we live in it in front of people, may God help us to live our Christianity at home in front of our people. I appreciate you being here tonight. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord today. I don't want you to forget about this commission that Jesus told Legion. He said, I'd love to go with you. He said, no, I need you at home more than I need you with me. And let me tell you, your home needs you tonight. Other homes need you. You'll never know by being a light to somebody what you're going to do down the road for them. And I appreciate the Lord Jesus so much in my life. You stand with us tonight. I appreciate the good day that the Lord has given.